Hey, it's Marina, travel experta. Today, we're going to be talking about getting your non-lucrative visa for Spain. Waiting. Are you guys ready for an adventure? Let's begin. Waiting. This is going to be the hardest part of your process, most likely. Obviously, after you have received all of your paperwork. Because waiting, it is just know when it's going to happen. We had the benefit or opportunity to be applying for two different countries. I am a US citizen, and my husband and my sons are Guatemalan citizens. So we had to take two different routes. For the US, I was able to, the thing is here, guys. Everybody's going to be giving you different stories, give different ideas, especially the people that have had it done several years back. It's completely changed. It changes every single day. So don't listen to anyone. The problem that we had was for the US, I was able to get mine within 7 weeks. But people in Guatemala, because we barely knew anyone, there's very little resources for Guatemala. They were saying, oh, they want to work with when you want to get there, when you fly out, all these other things. Only to find out that we applied too late because we wanted to be there for the beginning of the school year for our son. But they in Guatemala literally take the entire 90 days. But we did not know that. We thought that they do it right in time for when you want to go. So we applied only about a month and a half before. Honestly, I would start the whole process about 8 months before you actually want to start to arrive there, because the 8 months is getting all your paperwork together. It takes a good 2 to 3 months. You can listen to more of my episodes about getting apostilled, getting all these other services that take quite a while, between 5 to 8 weeks just to receive. So you have to put that into account, right? Then when they say 3 months, 90 days, you want to just really focus on those 90 days, because the beauty is once they give you the visa, you get another 90 days to enter the country. So if you put it all together, you will have them plenty of time, and then you will not be as stressed out. We really believe that we were going to get when we wanted to arrive there, and we already stopped with our lease contract where we were living. If you're selling a house, wait to sell the house, wait until you're ready to really go. So we were kind of untethered. We were nomads for almost 6 weeks after. Yeah, it was fun and we were able to travel and do all that other stuff, but we did not make it. We did not get the visas when we wanted because we really were hoping to have our son enter on in the beginning of the school cycle. So keep that into account. Because of that, he had to come in the middle of the school year. So plan ahead. You could definitely do the planning. Like I said, I have many episodes explaining the process, but overall, I would give myself a good 6 to 8 months for when you actually want to arrive there. If you guys have any questions, please let me know. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave me a review, and remember to make every day an adventure.